few years ago, I did a promotion for the game Trivial Pursuit. Now, I had to spend a few weeks memorising a total of 7,500 questions and answers. Now, as part of the promotion, I was asked to appear at a famous toy shop in London called Hamleys. That's in Regent Street in London. And there was an ad in the paper beforehand, and it said, "Challenge the memory man. If he gets a question wrong..." Remember, I memorised 7,500 questions. "If he gets a question wrong, then you win £50. If he gets two questions wrong, then you win £100. If he gets a third question wrong, then you win £5,000. Okay, so that's the deal. When I arrived at Hamleys Toy Shop, there was a huge queue stretching all the way down Regent Street. Anyway, I got to the top of the building, and I had a briefcase with me, and I put it down, and then they dropped the rope, and everybody ran towards the front of the queue. After about 10 minutes or so, things were going well. I got all the questions right. But I noticed somebody in the queue, and he kept leaning forward and looking around. He looked a bit shifty as well. I don't know whether you ever get that feeling that something's going to go wrong. Well, I sensed it with this particular guy. Anyway, sure enough, when he got to the head of the queue, and it was his turn, he said, "Right, before I ask a question for Mr. O'Brien, I want that briefcase removed." So I said, "Absolutely no problem. Move it wherever you like." He said, "Right, send it to the back of the room." So a couple of guys came along and they moved to the back of the room. And he said, "No, I want it further away. I want it out of earshot." So somehow this guy thought that I was cheating. Maybe I had a little man inside or whether there was a speaker there or something. Anyway, once he was satisfied that the briefcase was far enough away, he came out with a question. But I couldn't hear it because he was whispering. So I said, "Listen, you have to speak a bit louder because I can't hear what you're saying." And he said, "Have you noticed how often Mr. O'Brien has to have the question repeated?" And eventually he came out with it. And it was, "How old was Anna Kournikova in May 1992 when she was described as the finest tennis prospect of the century?" I said, 10. So he threw the card down. He said, "Oh, this is a fiddle," and walked off. Well, it wasn't a fiddle. The reason I was able to come up with the answer was that I was thinking of Dudley Moore. Why Dudley Moore? Well, he was in the film 10. All I needed from that question were two words, Anna and tennis. Anna made me think of a friend's house, and she plays tennis. I know she's got a tennis court. And then I just imagined Dudley Moore playing tennis there. And the answer was simple. So what I was using was a thing called mnemonics.